Is there anything good that comes out of Tzaras? It's hard to imagine, other than perhaps the fact that Tzaras gives us a chance to take perspective. Is the way I'm living my life okay? Do I need to change it, perhaps? There's a famous story that's told of a woman who comes to the rabbi and says, "Rabbi, I need to do tshuva. I've spoken so much Lashon Hara in my life." The rabbi says, "In fact, it's true. Okay, do tshuva. Go grab me a lot of feathers, stick it in a pillowcase, and bring it to me." Why? The woman thinks, "All right, it's a little crazy, but fine." Brings it, thinks she's good. She says, "Okay, Rabbi, am I done? Do I get tshuva?" Says, "Not yet, but you're getting there. Wait for a windy day, take it to the top of a hill, and let it loose." She thinks, "All right, that's great. Seems doable." The day comes, she does that. She comes to the rabbi and says, "Rabbi, I did it. Am I good?" The rabbi turns to her and says, "Now collect all the feathers." She says, "But that's impossible." And he says, "But that's sort of the way Lashon Hara goes. Catching every word that comes out of your mouth afterwards is almost impossible." So maybe that's the lesson. The lesson that one has to learn from Tzaras, from the whole notion, is being a Metzora is a bad thing. But if you can fix the way you live your life, then it's better. But it's interesting, though, because there's Tzaras HaBayis, Tzaras in your house. Now, that one seems to really fly in the face of the whole notion of Tzaras. See, if I have Tzaras on my beged, the idea is it's getting close. God is sending me a warning and saying, "You're on the wrong track. Switch sides." Fine. If it hits my body, that's God's way of saying, I tried, but you didn't get it. And now you're there. But what about Tzaras HaBayis? So Chazal tell us that the Jewish people, when they came in to Eretz Canaan, Tzaras HaBayis was prevalent because the Canaanim had hidden treasure inside the walls of their houses. And this was a chance for them to uncover the treasure. So that doesn't sound bad. It sounds actually quite good. So what is it? So I think Tzaras HaBayis is one of the fascinating parts of Tzaras where it's not so clear. On the one hand, it's a hassle. You have to empty out your entire house. That's a pretty big deal. But on the one hand, it could be that at the end, you do that. And it turns out that that's God's initial warning prior to your clothing. So it's negative. But there's also the possibility that God is actually sending you a message and saying, "Guess what? You're actually, what appears negative is actually positive." I think hidden within the idea of Tzaras HaBayis is this idea that sometimes what appears one way is in fact the exact opposite. Imagine the person so distraught that he has spots on his walls, calls the Kohen pronounces the house a Bayit Menugah, it's got Tzaras, they have to empty everything out, it's a hassle. And he's sitting there saying, "Oh, why me? My neighbor doesn't have it, the other guy doesn't have it, why do I get stuck with it?" And then when they open up the wall and they find in there buried treasure, he says, "Oh, I get it now." Maybe sometimes that's where it's all at. Sometimes we just need to recognize that there's something so much bigger and so much more powerful than us, and we simply don't get it. But we get those little reminders like Tzaras HaBayis, where we think negative and it's going the other way. We think we're on the wrong track, but in fact, God is out there giving us a gift. May we have the opportunity to see with clarity that sometimes those things that appear negative are really wonderful. Have a great day.